Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you here and inviting you to visit us in our neck of the woods, Cherry County, Nebraska, the heart city of Valentine and surrounding areas. You can go to visitvalentine.com or .org and find out 50 things to do in our area. How about a nice relaxing trip on a tube down the scenic river, the National Scenic River on the Niobrara? Book that one with one of our 11 outfitters in the area. And while you're here, take in the night skies. Of course, Merritt Reservoir International Dark Skies, the first in the state of Nebraska. Check it out at visitvalentine.org.
You know, a fresh copy of Tri-State Livestock News is exactly what you need in the evening when you get into the house after getting all that work done. It's packed with everything you need in the ranch, in any ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com.
A poem today by the late Slim McNaught, who passed away here this spring. Slim said, "Hi, Jim. Here's a new poem that just seemed to fit some people that I've known. So here we go. It's called The Calling. There is a calling in this land, on mountain, plain, and desert sand, that touches souls of men who yearn to find their place, their fate to earn. This calling that a cowboy feels fulfills his hope to cut and heal those bonds that bind to city lights that hide the heaven's starry nights. On frozen ground or burning sand, he's free to grow and make a hand, with honest toil to prove his worth, a life in balance between pain and mirth. He rides the morning trail, alert, for cattle sign there in the dirt. His livelihood is made that way, in rounding up the ones that stray. With calloused hand and steady eye, he heeds the plea of nature's cry, steadfast in caring for the land, and always riding for the brand. With creak of leather, strike of hoof, a cloudless sky that makes a roof, the smell of grass on gentle breeze, all mixed to keep his mind at ease. His church is always near at hand. He thanks his Maker for this land, worships at a grassy altar, praying that his faith not falter. He'll ride this range of grass and cow until the time for him to bow and cross to that eternal shore, where there is pain and strife no more. But passing then he leaves behind a memory that his kin will find behooves them all to strive for good and keep the faith for which he stood." Slim McNaught out of New Underwood, South Dakota, had sent that in to The Good Stuff.
How's this, Mike? Well, first off, that was very good. Thank you for sharing. A little girl asked her mother, "Can I go outside and play with the boys?" Her mother replied, "No, you can't play with the boys. They're too rough." The little girl thought about it for a few moments, and then she said, "What if I find a smooth one? Can I play with him?" Shirley Schumann shared all of the children's stories that I've been reading lately.
Where the spirit of the West comes alive. Well, I'll tell you what, we're in the last weekend of the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale. You still got time to make it because they've got activities coming up on Saturday and Sunday. You might even make it for tonight's performances if things going on. But the world's biggest one-day match bronc ride is going to wrap it all up on Sunday, May 18th. Trade show opens up at 9. Horse racing begins at 11:30. A full day of events in Miles City, Montana. So if you're in that neck of the woods, get on over there. Do you know what the term Elvis year means?
Elvis year?
Elvis, like in Elvis Presley?
Uh-huh.
It is the peak year of something or someone's popularity. Barney the Dinosaur's Elvis year was 1993.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
That is.
Do you know what idea hamsters are?
Idea hamsters?
Yeah.
No.
People who always seem to have their idea generators running. You know, they go around
they
and around.
Yeah, they come up with ideas.
Always coming up with ideas. The mouse potato.
Okay, what's a mouse potato?
Well, I'm glad you asked. The online wired generation's answer to the couch potato.
Ha ha ha, cute.
Yeah, a little play on words for that.
Yes, indeed.
Oh no, second.
Oh no, second? Oh no, 1 second? Oh no, what?
It's that minuscule fraction of time in which you realize you've just made a big mistake. That is the oh no second.
Yep. Okay.
I'll give you one more of those. A stress puppy. Any idea?
Well, a puppy that you hug when you're stressed?
No. Oh. A person who seems to thrive on being stressed out and whiny.
Oh no.
Maybe not a good thing all the way around there.
Yeah, that's for sure. How about we throw this one in? Frame every so-called disaster with these words. In 5 years, will that matter? I thought that was good. Give you a little perspective.
Thanks for sharing your stories with us here on The Good Stuff. Hopefully, we're going to get more of those. And keep listening for The Good Stuff.